Blog Talk Radio.
Hello there, and welcome to The Power of Traveling. This is Lynn Williamson calling, and I hope, actually speaking on the program. And who do we have online today?
This is Joyce White. How are you today, Dr. J?
I am doing fabulous, I should say. I'm doing just marvelous, and I hope everybody that's listening out there know that we are live and well, and we are on air today with a brand new show and The Power of Traveling. As you all remember, it is an internet radio program about the many facets of traveling, and each show will provide an overview of the travel industry. This show will take you to places you have not been before with the voices of travel agents such as Joyce and myself. Woo-hoo! Yes.
Woo-hoo!
Oh, and Joyce, don't we have a lot of fun on this program?
Oh, yes, we do. I tell you, it has been such a marvelous opportunity to be co-host with you and sharing all the great information. And so I'm very excited to get started and so the people can know where we left off at.
Okay, well, you know what? We've been on a little break and everything, but I thought since we were still continuing with our theme for the month of July, back to the basics of traveling, you know what? Do you realize that people do not know that there are people such as us called travel agents?
Yes, I do know that, and I think it has something to do with back in the day when there were brick-and-mortar travel agents. They thought after the 9/11 and all of that stuff, I think they think that we all are extinct.
I think so, too. So guess what we're going to talk about? We talk about why do you use a travel agent? Don't you think that's a wonderful topic to explore today?
I do, absolutely. And, a lot of people need travel agencies, and they don't even know that they need them until, I was just in a few minutes ago at a hairdresser place, and he says, you know what, I need you to check this. I'm like, okay. So, yeah.
And today we're going to talk about our experiences as a travel agent, but most importantly, we are going to talk to you about why you should use our services as a travel agent. It's just being aware, bringing the awareness of travel agents to the general public, because, first thing people say, do you make money as a travel agent? I was like, yeah, this is what we do.
Exactly.
That's why we're in it, because we make money. Now, of course, that's not the only reason why we're in it, to make money. But like I said before, it is the services that we as travel agent can provide to you, our clients, who are getting ready to go on vacation, or maybe it's not even vacation. They have to go on an emergency trip somewhere, or maybe it's business trips, and you don't have time to get the arrangements together. And so, therefore, it is good to have your travel agent on your speed dial, Don't you think that's right,
Joyce? You think that's absolutely, yes. I sure do, absolutely. Because I just met this new guy that he's a hairdresser, and he said he didn't have time.
Joyce, did you say you just met the guy? Does your husband know about this?
Yes, he does. Thank you. Yes, he's not going to be my hairdresser, actually. And he doesn't have time to go and, you know, look and stuff. You know, he looked, but he didn't like what he saw. So when he found out I was a travel professional, he just says, oh, can you go and look the, I think it's Porta by Arta is where he want to go. Yeah, I got it right here. He wants to go to Porta for
Porta by Arta.
And it's called the Romantic Zone. So that's where I got to look up for him because he doesn't have the time to do it, and whatever he saw, he didn't like, so he needed a travel agent, and I just happened to be there. So that was awesome.
Well, we're going to talk about maybe 9 different reasons why people like your hairdresser will use you to as a travel agent. And we're going to probably use that young man as a case study here as we go through. So, but before we get into that, do you know what our question is? Our question today is, do you use a travel agent? And, you know, and most people might who are listening might say, no, I never really thought about it. Well, you know, they see commercials on TV about Expedia and Travelocity and
and kayak whatever, kayak or something.
Yeah, kayak and some more that are out there, and they're all on the internet. So, Joyce, you have a travel agent, so why would to you and use you, your services?
Well, I would say for 2 reasons. The one, most important, customer service. 2 is very important also. I have the time to look up what you need. I will find you the best pricing. I'm not saying I'm the cheapest. However, I am saying I'm the best pricing. I'm comparable to any of those that you have already seen, Travelocity, Expedia, Kayak, and all of those. My customer service, when you dial my number, you will not hear, please press 3 to see this, and please press 4 to get this. You will get an actual live person. So customer service is number 1.
Okay, so and that's what we will talk about. And when I'm talking about the reasons why you should use maybe Joyce or myself as your travel agent. And, you know, and you don't have to use Joyce or myself, but just why you should reconsider using a travel agent. As you say, your grandfather's travel agency is not the same as it was 20 years ago. We are in the new age of travel, and to use our services is just an amenity to add to your life so that, you know, our lives are so busy, so that using a travel agent can free up some of your time while you're waiting on the telephone. Your call will be answered in about 9 minutes. Would you please leave your telephone number and we will get back to you as soon as possible. That is the message here sometimes. And they're pre-recorded, but they're not real people. And sometimes, you know, it's not 9 minutes. Sometimes it's a half an hour before they get back to you. But you want immediate answers right then and right now. And so this is one of the reasons why you, the consumer, the listener, the customer, will want to consider using a travel agent.
Absolutely.
So you heard from Joyce why you should use her, and I basically will go along with that. But one of the things that we're going to talk about is specialization. Do you know that our travel agents, most of them specialize in a particular area of the world or a particular service
that they are willing to provide to their clients. So, Joyce, let me just ask you before I talk more about this, do you specialize? What do you specialize in travel?
I certainly do. I specialize in business-to-business retreat. I specialize in family reunion and group vacation.
Oh.
Those are the things I specialize in.
So, therefore, when you say groups, everything that you said, family reunions this time of the year is hot because
yes.
People want to, they're planning, they have planned their time to be off from work. The children are out of school. So they say, okay, let's go for a family reunion. I can remember the old days singing, family reunion, boom. Okay, all right. I know you're out there said, put a clamp on
here
it.
Here, girl.
put a clamp on it. Let the OJ sing, and don't you sing, and I understand. But this is the perfect time to plan the family reunions and to go everywhere. So with your family reunions, the travel agent can find the perfect places for you to have your family reunion. Sometimes we don't want to go to the park all the time and have a picnic. You know, maybe this is the time to plan something a little bit more extravagant or a little bit more exotic for our family to get together and say, as the old Hertz commercial is, and leave the driving to somebody else instead of one person. You know, everybody always, well, I used to, from my experience, I used to be on my family reunion committee every year, and it was just a small group of people who was always trying to get it together, and it always kind of fell on me at that particular time. Where are we going? How are we doing this? And at that time, I didn't even use a travel agent. Everything was on me. I called everything. If I knew what I knew now, never mind. I would have done some things a little bit different. Let's put it like that. So family reunions, the travel agent can find hotels, exotic places where they specialize and help the travel agent and the family to plan some of the most memorable trips that they've ever had, vacations with their family. They can have more time to spend because, you know, tomorrow is not promised. And with our families, you know, we have some of the older people who are, you know, may not be here next year, may not be here tomorrow, and we want to spend time listening to the family stories, what happened 50, 60 years ago if they were around. Now, I'm almost getting in that category, you know, where they're going to come talk to me. Elder Ann, can you tell us about the good old days? And so I said, okay, all right, Karen, come on down here and sit in front of me. I'll tell you some stories, okay? So, but as far as I am, I specialize in sandals vacations. And one thing that sandals do, they have the beaches hotels, which is basically geared toward families. And they also have a program where if you want to have your family reunion at one of the Sandals resorts, they will, of course, love to accommodate you. So with a travel agent, they can get that group rate for you, make sure that you have all of the accommodations that your little heart desires for your family, and it is taken care of from the time that you step off the airplane in your chosen destination, time that you go back and load back on that airplane going back home. Everything is taken care of because Sandals and beaches are all-inclusive resorts, and this is where you don't have to worry about a thing. And there are other wonderful places throughout the Caribbean and throughout throughout the Mexico and Hawaii. And some people want to take that trip to Europe. Who knows? But those are just a few things. But let's delve into some of the other reasons why we use travel agents. So as you see, travel agents really give you that personalized service or that personalized attention. We know you by your name, not by a number or anything like that. We know what your likes and your dislikes are. Some of us have a survey that we will ask you questionnaires about where you like to go. You know, do you like an aisle seat or a window seat when you're booking your airplane ride to your destination? Do you have food allergies? What kind of activities you like to engage in? You know, things like that. So, Joyce, when you are first talking to your client, what are some of the questions that you ask them so that you can provide this personalized service for them?
Well, actually, I had this opportunity just about less than an hour ago. This young man, he wants to go on this romantic thing. He wants flight and room on the beach. And I did ask him, do he want a center aisle or window seat? And it didn't matter to him. I asked him also, did he want to fly coach or do he want to fly first class? And either one was okay with him, so he's my favorite kind of client. so whatever I find for him is really cool. So he also, I asked him, did he want a nonstop? And he said yes. I mean, he was really excited about that. Because normally, you know, you have two or three different stops. And although nonstop costs a couple or so dollars more, it's worth it because you get there in a specific time. And you don't have to sit and wait an hour or two at a layover.
Right. I know some people who are terrified of flying, so they prefer nonstop flying because once they get into the airplane, they don't want to get out again until they get to where they're going.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And also I'd like to remind people to, if they have questions and stuff, please email us at thepowerofTraveling@gmail.com or call in on our line. Our hotline is 516-418-5740. Let us know what you think, how we're doing. So give us your feedback.
Well, thank you for reminding our audience that this is a live program right now, and they can call in and ask questions and comment if they like to. We welcome all comments. We welcome all questions, so please do so. Specialized service, personalized service, that's what the travel agent is there for. And as we mentioned earlier, that we just don't, you know, just read the newspaper to find out, oh, that looks like a nice spot for you to go. Sometimes when we specialize, we have to do specialized training in certain areas that we want to specialize in. For instance, I mentioned that I was a sandals resort specialist, certified sandals resort person. So it's not that I'm just saying just because I like sandals, and I do, but I took the training.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we have people who specialize in cruises. And for those people who specialize in cruises, and some of them have chosen maybe princes to specialize in or Carnival or Norwegian or whatever the cruise line that they really, truly like, they specialize in it. They take the classes for that, and they go on what we call familiarization trips. So, Joyce, what are familiarization trips?
let's tell, oh, we're giving up some trade secrets right now. So what are fam trips, as we call it for short? What are fam trips so that our listeners will understand how we become specialized in a certain area or a certain industry in travel?
No. Actually, you just answered that question with that. A fam trip that we all love to take, although I have not taken one as of yet. However, I know you have taken, I think, a couple or so. The fam trips are familiarization trips, and they are when you pass a course in the travel profession, they give you, and I did say give you, free, I highlight free, these trips to come and visit them and see what they have to offer, and you can come back and tell your clients about it. And, I mean, I hear it's wonderful, and next year I do plan on having some of those fam trips. I can't stand to hear all of this good news and stuff, and I'm not participating in it. So I do plan on doing it.
So as I said earlier, that's a trade secret, but you want that, what, all of that was a trade secret, so now you all have to keep that under your hat and don't tell everybody what you just said. But then again, you can tell everybody if you choose to. But these wonderful familiarization trips, and she did say free for industry, it's just like if you were going on a field trip. Remember when you were kids and you were in class and your teacher said, okay, we're studying about prehistoric animals and we're going on a field trip. We're going to the Natural History Museum. And at the Natural History Museum, they have the skeletons of some of the dinosaurs and prehistoric animals there. So, and you get to see it. And sometimes you may get a chance to touch it or something like that, or play with tiles in some of these museums. So this is what happens when you have an experienced travel agent, one that specializes in a certain area. They have gone to that place. They have gone and taken trips on a particular ship, so that they know the ins and the outs of it, so that they can come back to their clients with enthusiasm and excitement and tell you, oh, girl, oh, boy, let me tell you, I just came back. And I was
You did have an opportunity to come back and tell us about the wonderful one you just had here, what, about a month or so ago?
Oh, my gosh, yes, ma'am, let me tell you all. Let me tell you. I went to Nassau. It had been a little while since I've been to Nassau, but my opportunity this time was the Sandals Royal Bahamian Resort down there. Oh, my God. That's all I have to say. It was just, OMG. Yes, yes, yes. Everything that you heard people about in the commercials are true. No false advertisements there. They pamper you when you get out of the car in front of the door to the hotel to the time you go back to the airport. Your needs, your wants are taken care of. That's what I have to say. So, because I experienced this, I can sit down with my clients and just tell them, you know, this is a trip of a lifetime. You need to do this. You need to do that. You need to, you know, you need to, and you know what? George, I was out there kayaking. I was out on a boat kayaking. Now, you know, that is, and there was one thing that I didn't want to do, but maybe next time, is get on this board. It's almost like surfing, but you're standing up there, and they put a little thing around like you're on house arrest, and send you to the boat, okay?
Did you do any of that flying stuff? What is that stuff that Dr. J was talking about, the fly fishing or something? Fly lining or something.
The zip line. They did not have that there, but I did see people parasailing, and maybe I might do that one day. Today is not the day, but maybe one day I would do that. And jet skiing, man, that looked like fun. You know, it's like riding a motorcycle off course. So,
it does look like fun. But for some reason, I feel like that water is going to hurt my feet.
Well, you know what?
You know, we're going too fast.
But you know what? You're not going to even notice that, I'm quite sure. So, you know, it's okay. So, you know, we know about the good deals that we can present our clients. So when you, Joyce, are getting your trip together for your client who wants to go to Puerto Vallarta, you know, you will do all of the research. That's the thing about travel agents. We do all of the research for our clients. You don't have to do anything.
You know something else, Dr. Hayden? We don't even charge for the research that we do. Most people that you go to, or it used to be where they charged you a fee to do that. We don't even charge to do that.
Well, I do. We don't. But I do know that there are some travel agents who do charge a fee, a customer service fee, because there are still people who would, and sad to say, and I'm going to put it like this, would use a travel agent, and then they will go off and go ahead and do the arrangements themselves. And some travel agents have been burnt like that, so they have tacked on a $25 service fee for them to do the research. And if they use them, then that $25 will come off of the total price of their trip. So they're not really anything. It's almost like doing a retainer fee for your attorney or something like that.
Right.
So it just depends on the travel agent that you use. You know, and we do this because we want to provide a service for our clients. We want them to get the best so that they can also refer us to future clients. You know, most of our business is word of mouth by referrals. And if we do good for you, then, you know, they're going to be so happy and do the happy dance that they're going to tell their friends and relatives to come and see you or me or somebody else. So we try to provide quality service for our clients. That's what we are here. All about quality.
Absolutely. Also,
along with the research, you know, we try to find where to go. You know, we find the attractions for that city, provide them. So if they're going to Puerto Vallarta, maybe there's some special restaurant in that area that they may want to go. Maybe they want to go do some salsa, dancing. So where are the places where they can go dancing? And, of course, if they're going to be on the beach, make sure that the hotel is on the beach and they can do that midnight romantic stroll against the up and down the beach and let the water intermingle in their toes. And
that sounds absolutely beautiful.
You get the picture, okay? So travel agent can help them to select the perfect hotel where they can do the midnight stroll, where they can go salsa dancing, and it's not that far. They can walk to it, or maybe it's in their hotel lounge or things like that. So little things like that, you know, you will get from the travel agent and not from a pre-recorded message on somebody's, you know, telephone or website like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, there's one little thing.
You go there because I'm thinking I need some white sand through my toes.
Well, you know what? You better call a travel agent.
Okay, I call you since you do sandals. That sounds good to me.
But you know what? And we have talked about this. One thing that I've noticed is that sometimes when you go through some non-travel agent entity, they don't provide travel insurance. And as a travel agent, we provide travel insurance.
And it's important for you to understand the reason why we provide travel agent. The travel agent will provide the insurance. It's because anything can happen that may cause you to postpone your trip or cancel your trip. Or you may get hurt on your trip, and then, you know, if you get hurt on your trip, guess what? You need to find a way to get back home.
Mm-hmm.
Or you may, so travel insurance is just like life insurance, health insurance that you may have here at home. But the travel insurance will protect you while you're traveling or if something should happen right before you travel and will prevent you from traveling. So, Joyce, I know you've had some experience with people who opted out of not taking the insurance. So what happened? What did you do in that case?
Well, it is customary for us when we, in my company, it is customary that we have them sign a waiver saying that they are refusing the insurance that has been offered to them. And we don't recommend anyone, and I do mean anyone, we don't recommend you traveling without insurance. That's just like driving, you know, your car. You need to have insurance because even though you don't hit somebody, somebody may hit you. God forbid they hit you and cripple you for some reason, or you lose your luggage or something, or you lose your travel checks or something. You need to be able to protect yourself in that. This way you won't be stranded calling your family talking about, I need you to wire me money. If you got insurance, this will take care of it. And yes, she was happy to sign the waiver and everything, you know, and in fact, they're going to be taking their trip next month.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That, you know, that waiver, now, although she can call me and get that insurance if she wants it, that would be awesome. It's six people, you know, and life steps in sometimes unexpectedly. So I urge all of my clients to make sure you get the insurance in. I mean, it's just a few dollars. And what's
just
a few dollars for your life? You know, can you put a price on that?
No, you can't. You can't. Life is a precious, and you, as you say, it's you can't put a price on it. Can't
Absolutely.
Put a price. Absolutely. So what we talked about booking airline seats and flights. So as you heard, Joyce was talking about groups. So one of the things that travel agents do is to try to get all of your group, if you're leaving at the same time, using the same airline, same plane, and you're trying to arrive at the same time, you got a big old group there at the airport, and you know, you're all excited about traveling together. Now, what would be worse than getting on the airplane and you're all scattered throughout the airline?
Can you say that? That's strange you would say that, because this group of people, six, she booked four of them the first time. And luckily, the second time when the mom and pop wanted to go with them, I got lucky and I got them on the same flight in the same hotel. And that was my first group that I had ever done, and it was really, I was so afraid I wasn't going to be able to get them on the same flight or get them in the same hotel. That was interesting.
So Joyce was lucky she had a small group, but I'm talking about more than six. I'm talking about that 30 or 42 people going to a wedding, and maybe, and they're they want to sit together. Well, but at that time, you know, it book it all together, book a block of seats together so that your people can sit together so you can, you know, you don't care that the little Johnny behind you is kicking on the seat because that's your little nephew or your grandchild.
But then somebody else's child, you know, you want to say, why they kicking on my feet? But you want all of your people together so that you can, you know, can be talking to one another instead of yelling down the aisle, hey, you know, but, you know, that's not cool. You know, you got people down in the front of the plane, some of them in the middle, some of them in the back, and yelling and going on. No, that's not cool at all. But if you are a city, it's better.
And absolutely, I agree with you. And also, it is really great to have a designated person that's going to book this instead of talking to 250 people. You know, I'll do this. If you got a designated person that's going to take care of that and not talking to several different people, it's wonderful. It's much easier. Even with 30 people, even the six, if you're talking to one person and they got everything together that you need, it's wonderful. Make sure they got their passports and all of that stuff. And I don't know if people know, we can do passports on our website. We are travel agents that can provide you with a passport. How cool is that? We're full service.
That's so cool. Yeah, they can go to our website. I mean, what is your website again, Joyce?
My website is JoyceWhiteTravelAgency.com.
And my website is MyJoyousTravels.com. And on both of ours, you can order your passport. You don't have to go to the post office and stand in a long line to do this and do that. You can go to our website and find the area. Just click it on, find the link, and click it on, and you can order your passport, read the instructions on what you need to do. And we are next week. Please tune in next week, and you will find us talking about the necessities that you will need in order to order your passport for the first time or to renew your passport. And we're going to talk about the importance of having a visa. Some countries require that you have a visa. And with that, you know, and sometimes it takes longer to get a visa than it does to have your passport. I have a friend, and I'll talk about that next week, who will be going to another country to teach. And so in this country, not only does she need to have her passport, she's going to have a visa, a work permit visa for that particular country. So we'll talk more about that next week. And travel agents are going to remind you, okay, do you have your passport? And some people say, yeah, I got it. Okay, so look at it. When does it expire? Does it expire soon? If it expires soon and your trip is right after or during the time that your passport, you know, expire, I think you need to, you know, go ahead and renew it before you leave.
And that was one of the questions that I asked this young man that I asked him. I said, is your passport up to date? And he said, yes, it is. I'm like, all righty then. I let him know that we can't help him with his passport if he needs renewal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So that, too, the travel agent will ask you the question. You know, the only thing you book your, say if you book your plane ticket directly to the airport, they're not going to ask you about your passport. All they're going to ask, do you have one? Make sure you carry it to the checkout, you know, when you go to the counter to get your pass and things like that. And because what happened? So I'm going through checkout. I'm going through the metal detector thing, and the people there are looking to check to see if my passport is my passport. Well, guess who didn't find their passport when she got it? Me. And she said, you didn't sign your passport. And I said, okay. I said, and I've used this passport, and nobody else has even picked up on the signature. So that's another thing. Make sure you sign your passport. Again, we'll talk more about this next week. So we talked about, you heard us talk about booking airplane tickets. You also heard us talk of maybe making reservations for your whole family at a particular hotel in a particular area of the city that you are visiting. But we do much, much more than just making or booking flights and hotels. We even have accessibility to help you book your car rentals if you choose to book car rentals in your city. You know, sometimes if I'm out of the country, I don't want to rent a car because, like in Nassau, they drive on the wrong side of the street. Oh, excuse me. It's the right side of the street for them. It's the wrong side of the street for us.
That could be very confusing for you.
It could be very, very confusing. And so, therefore, I just decide, you know, let me just have enough money in my budget to have a cab take me to where I need to go. And in some instances, to really get to know the culture and the people, they do have buses. And so make sure you have enough change so that you can drive, or not drive the bus, but to ride the bus in some of the cities that you're visiting. And if you can speak the language, this will be an opportune time for you to meet people and to see the places up close and on a very inexpensive way of sightseeing. Sometimes you can get on the bus at one stop and just ride all day and go back and forward, and you get off, get back on, and that is sightseeing on a shoestring. Can I help you
with
that?
That's my favorite time, sightseeing on a shoestring.
On a shoestring. But then again, if you have deep pockets, the travel agent can help you make those excursions off of your cruise ships, and you go to the different ports. We can make sure that you have an itinerary where you have your excursions all included in your payment of your vacation. You don't have to worry about it. You just know, okay, I got my tickets. When I get to this port, I'm going to hit the bus, and I'm going to go here, go there. One time when I was in Jamaica, I, you know, waited till I got aboard the ship to choose what excursions I wanted to take. And, of course, it may be more on the ship, but if you trust your travel agent, that person may find some discounted trips for you to take and not spend an arm and a leg. So, you know, tell your travel agent that I want to do something different. I want to do something exciting. And can you find something that's not going to break an arm and a leg for me? And you know what? Your travel agent will say, sure thing, I can. So excursions are other things that your travel agent can do for you. And maybe make have special dinner, moonlight dinners on the beach and things like that. Work with the hotel to make sure that when you walk into your suite or your room at the hotel, there are flowers and a bottle of wine waiting for you. And then you're going to say, oh, isn't that nice? I get excited.
Mm-hmm.
I get excited.
That's wonderful.
Because we provide just more. This is part of that personalized service that the travel agent provides for their client. You know, we they people just don't understand that it's just more to us. And sometimes, you know, we go into our own pockets, you know, and do this because we like serving you. We like serving you.
That's wonderful information. Again, we would appreciate it if you would give us a call, 516-418-5740, or you can email us. Email us at thepowerofTraveling@gmail.com.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So also, you know, and I know people out there probably didn't even think about this. And we talk about this every time we're on, is traveling with disabilities or people with special needs. Now, some people with special needs will probably say, I can't go anywhere because I'm on dialysis, I have issues seeing, I'm blind. Or did you know that people who are classified, some people classify them as mentally disabled or have some type of other special needs, do you know that they feel they are missing out on the world of traveling because they have these special needs? But do you also realize that there are travel agents that specialize in special needs traveling or with accessible traveling, as some people may want to call it? They specialize in this particular niche. And yes, it's a niche. And it's a growing niche because once people realize that there's no stopping you because you are in a wheelchair or because you have to take dialysis treatment, there are people that are out there who are willing to help you find the right, I would say, travel entity for you to travel with. For instance, most cruise ships are equipped so that they can carry people with various handicaps. So most of the cruise ships, their aisles or their hallways, if you want to call them that, are wide enough so that wheelchairs can go through them and go to your stateroom, your cabin. I remember one time my mother and I, we were on a cruise, and she was in a wheelchair because it's a lot of walking. So we brought the wheelchair with her, and she rolled down the aisle. Now, you all going to think I'm a terrible daughter when I told you what I did. So my mother was in the wheelchair, and there was nobody down the hall. I said, okay, Ma, hold tight. And I ran down the hall with her in the wheelchair. It was like, whee! And it was like, she had fun, I had fun. But I'm not saying that you do that all the time.
You guys have fun and didn't get hurt. That's all that matters. That's all, you know. I don't think that's terrible. I think you had fun and she enjoyed it and you enjoyed it.
We had a ball. We had a ball. So those things are available. Cruise ships are wonderful avenues to go and experience the world. And they have nurses and doctors aboard the ships so that just in case you get sick, even if you don't have special needs, they are available for you. Also, there are specialized cruises that are equipped with dialysis equipment for you to go ahead and take your dialysis.
That's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful.
And find a cruise line that has all those type of machinery that can help you to stay on your dialysis schedule. You may not be able to take a very, very long trip, but at least it's there for you to take a little short excursion and, you know, be able to experience and new things and, you know, just feel so happy about getting out and doing some of the things that you used to could do before you were on dialysis. Also, as I mentioned before, there are travel agents that specialize in people who may seem to have a mental disability, and they take them on very small groups, maybe 3 to 4, 4 to 6 people in a small group, and they go places. You know what? Sometimes we overlook people that look a little bit different than we are, act a little bit different than who we are.
That's true.
Behave. And you know what? They have feelings just like we do. And sometimes they miss out on enjoying something, a trip, because nobody wants to take the chance to spend time with them, to go out of the country or down, or not even out of the country. There's so much to see here in the United States that even just a weekender might be enjoyable, different, instead of staying in the house or going to the hospital, to the clinic, to some sterile situation where, you know, they're not getting anything from it. But when you go on a trip, you get the best education in the whole wide world, and they learn. Yes. You know, it's just so much out there. So whatever your special needs are, it can be taken care of while you are traveling. These are just a few of the reasons why you should, and I'm shooting on this, why you should consider using a travel agent for your next vacation or your business trip, or even if you have to go away for an emergency. And an emergency could be that there is death in the family or some illness in the family and you need to go real quick. So you call your travel agent to help you get on that plane or to help you find the best possible deals that you possibly can get on a vacation with your family, plan that family reunion or your school reunion, or churches have a trip to the Holy Land or holy places. Don't try to do it all on your own. I know we sometimes think we're Superman and Superwoman, Wonder Woman, but sometimes we do need to reach out and ask for help. And the help in when you're planning your vacation is the help of your travel agent. So, Joyce.
Yes.
When you go on your vacation, are you going to ask for help with it from a travel agent?
I sure am. Don't be surprised if I don't call you.
Well, I'm not going
to. I just might call you because I think I want to go to Sandals, to one of those beautiful islands, the all-inclusive thing, that Bahamas thing, and that NASA. You went to NASA. That's where I want to go, I think.
Yeah, NASA is good. You know, and the good thing about NASA is that it's not that far from the United States. And, you know, it's just an hour out, not even an hour outside of Miami flying there. So that's a good thing if you want to go too far away.
that's mm-hmm. so wonderful. And the food is tremendously good. Love it, love it, love
oh,
it.
I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah, yeah. And I will call you as well. So, ladies and gentlemen out there in Radio Land, I hope that this was very informative to you today about why you need to remember your travel agent. If you don't have a travel agent, this is a time for you to get a travel agent. Yes, I say it is time for you to get a travel agent. So look for us on Facebook and look in your nearest town for a travel agent. Even though we're not in your local town, maybe we are, you can also call us. So therefore, this is it for today. I am looking forward to seeing, well, not seeing you, but hearing from you. And I hope you tune in next week when we talk about passports and visas. It's been a joy being with you today. Joyce, what do you have to say?
I would like everybody to have a wonderful week. Be sure and tune in and email us. And I look forward to hearing from you calling us also. Give us some feedback. What do you want to hear about the power of travel?
Absolutely, absolutely. So until next week, we will talk to you then. So tune in to the power of traveling. Bye.
Bye, everybody.